Hi, this is Andrew Krug, the Global Community Manager for Niantic Labs, and you're listening to the Agent Academy podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy, episode number 57, recorded on May 15th, 2019. I'm Agent Goonie Guy.
Hi, Agent Goonie Guy. I'm Agent Zelly Belly.
Hi, Agent Zelly Belly. I'm Agent Goonie Guy.
Awesome.
Just in case you didn't catch it the first time that you said it again.
I'm Agent Zelly Belly.
And speaking of saying it again, it's another episode of your favorite Ingress podcast, because it's the only one that I know of that's still going.
Woo!
So that's how you win. You just outlast.
Just keep. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Let's just keep going. Just keep pushing episodes through eventually.
But it's
some sort of cred.
It's kind of nice that when you don't do one, someone says something.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you just didn't do one and no one said anything. It's like, you didn't do an episode?
Remember those days, yeah.
Okay, so it just may be one person, but we love you. You know who you are.
Said. Yeah, no, I get stuff said.
That makes them all feel like we're talking about them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, our one favorite person.
Mm-hmm. Wink! Wink! Anyway, so we have some stuff happening. There's an anomaly coming soon. There's an NL1331 event coming soon. There's an anomaly that just happened, or I should say crappened. No.
No.
No. Oh, no. I didn't mean that. You know I'm joking.
You will not do that.
We got some call-ins from our favorite call-in person.
Is anybody.
Or just you. You know who you are.
Yeah.
And so, why don't we just talk about what we did this week?
Well, what did you do this week, sir?
I've been working on the website.
And you worshipped your pod mother that gave you beings, I'm sure, because of the Mother's Day event in our culture.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Right. Did that. We ran a thing on New Futures to give certificates for donations. So I was working on that. But also, like I said, revamping the website. So there's a new front page.
Was I a little harsh on the design of the website?
The original one or the new one?
No, the original one.
It didn't matter. You could have been as harsh as you wanted to because I hated it.
I really hated it. I can't even pretend like, I was too harsh. Like, I really hated it. It was really hard for me personally to navigate. And I'm on the show. I was so frustrated. And I gotta say, this whole revamp of our website, if you haven't been to our website this week and you've been frustrated with our website in the past, go check it out. agentacademypodcast.com. It's one of those things where there's this big image, and then you just scroll and it's slideshowy, scroll up and you find all of our content. It's awesome. I love it.
Well, and there's still some stuff to do on it, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, just originally the problem was our host was crappy, and so I had to remove, all the dynamic stuff on the front, and it was a lot of just throwing stuff on there real quick, and then I never had a chance to go back and fix it. So.
Gotcha.
We're fixing it.
I really like how the news features on there, and then it's just so much better. And then how the podcast features on there, a lot better too. So I like it.
Because that's what we are. We're a podcast. So highlight it. We need the social stuff on there. We'll get to that. We'll get to some of the missing stuff. We'll take off the G Plus stuff that's still on there. I know.
Yeah.
It's probably a little.
And I think when you click on the one thing, the middle square says podcast. You click and it goes to our Twitter account, which is fine because our Twitter, I guess, eventually will tell you everywhere you need to go, or you can actually tweet to us and ask us if you're confused, and we'll answer you. So it works for now. But
for now.
Yeah.
But yeah, let us know what's missing that you were like, oh, it was easy to get to this, and now I can't.
Yeah. Honestly, my one request is I would like a little bit more obvious, way to get to the community areas or are those gone?
No.
Okay,
so
then I definitely want that to be a little more obvious.
Here's a little secret about websites and CMSs in general, WordPress, Drupal, Joomla. If you're logged in, it won't cache stuff because of the nature of needing to be logged in. Like, there's some things that'll cache, but in general, and that's what makes the pages load faster, is because it keeps...
I'm logged in.
It's much better now that I've changed the whole theme, which is a much faster theme than the one we're using.
You've done a lot of work, and I'm complaining as an end user, and I know you've done so much work. It is so much better, and like I want to sing your praises because I know, like, yeah, you've done so much to get us to this point. So,
but we need the valid, like, that you're, what you said is completely valid, and it will get added.
But I don't want you to feel like
I don't
caca-ing over anything.
I appreciate your feedback.
I appreciate all your work because I like it a lot better.
So. Sounds like we're in like couples therapy. I appreciate.
Yeah. And I feel that this is going well.
Oh my God. So there's that. And then at work, so everything's been really busy because I was kind of the last developer at work on the front end, like all our marketing web stuff in my area. But we just hired a couple people, so that should lessen as I teach them how to do that stuff. Now, one of them, I found out at lunch that she's a resistance agent.
She knew.
How?
She knew she was hiring in. She knew. There's no way she didn't know.
It's small world. I mean, there's 10 resistance agents that play in Huntsville, right? So it's like,
oh, that's awesome.
So now it's like, it's a little frustrating because I know I can't talk about some things at work now.
Can I ask, would you have hired her if you
had known? So I've been thinking about this.
Yes, you would have. No, the answer is yes, you would have, because that would be like horribly, horribly, abusively wrong not to hire someone based on stupid game.
No. So hear me out.
No.
Okay, so here's the thing. If all the situation was the same, all the people that applied for it, no, I would have definitely hired her.
Okay.
Even if I'd known. Now, if there had been a candidate that was the exact same match qualifications and everything was the same except for that, it might have been a weighing factor because there is, you know, we actually like take our hires out for lunch with everybody in our department and we make sure everybody kind of gets along and they just kind of gel because we want to hire people for like long term that get along. And that's just, it would be like if, I was a Patriots fan and they were like a Chicago Bears fan. Is that how it goes?
Someone's hiring on that. No.
Well, I don't make the final decision.
Can't even weigh in on it because it's unethical.
Why is that unethical?
Because it is.
What if they beat puppies? And you're like, I can't work with someone who beats puppies.
That,
right?
Well, resistance agents are known to...
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
I didn't say it either. I actually said
they're known to beat frogs. At least in Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam, they beat the poo out of some frogs.
That's right. So they're frog beaters.
A fighting effort, though. That was... Anyway, we'll get to that. I can't believe that. No, it's actually kind of awesome. Like, okay, because for people who maybe newer to the show, back when I first started playing Ingress, what got me interested was, I mean, obviously Brent like talked about it, but he lives in Alabama. Like, you're a million miles away. It's hard to like
it's hard to get interested
in a game when you don't have a local player to like show you the ropes. And when I first logged into the game and I started talking to people in the community, like, it started to get out there that there was a rumor that someone I worked with played on the blue side. And so eventually I found out that wasn't true. Like, the person didn't actually work where I work. They are in the vicinity, but they don't work there. But I was so really pulled into the game because I was like, I thought it was this one particular coworker. And so I was like hammering their portals and stuff like crazy and getting my friends. I'm like, no, I think it's so and so. Let's like go.
And you're like, why aren't they reacting?
Yeah, and so we had this like whole team like built, and then it was like, I don't know, they don't actually. Oh, that's someone else. That was bad information. So I actually think it can be good to have like a coworker that plays on the other side to have this like playful espionage.
Yeah.
It'll be good. I think it'll be fun. Because it really did pull me into the game when I thought it was someone that I worked with.
So, well, you want to know the kicker is that they don't really play Ingress that much anymore. They play just to get to leveling up to
Pokemon Go
portals.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm safe except for she does have friends that still play.
Yeah.
And
no, it's fun. You're going to have a fun time.
So, we'll see. But I do now have someone who will help me try to get a gazebo at work.
That?
Because she wants a work portal there.
That'll help. So. And, you know, you could always have that person put on a level 8 resonator, and then you flip it, and then you make it a level 8, and you could make a portal 8 at work.
Yeah.
For a little fracking party. Anyway, yeah.
We'll work frack that. It up. So anyway, that's about it for me. What about you?
Mine wasn't as nearly as fun as like finding out like people I know play the game, but I did hit. Oh, this is big. I hit the 20 million AP mark.
Holy crap!
Which is, I'm at like 14.5. You know, so that's like halfway though to the 40 million you need to hit level 16. So
you've been kicking it each week.
We have these like little dollar store like I should submit a picture. I'll put it on my Instagram maybe this week. But it's a little dollar store, literally dollar store frog that you would like put in your flower garden. It has a little crown on it. We call it the Royal Frog, and you get it when you get to the 20 million.
Oh, nice! So you have all the decorations on your desk. Huh?
My desk is like the tackiest thing you've ever seen. This week we do like weekly prizes for the top three AP earners for the week, and like this week was the it's time to move was the theme, and so this week you won one of those mosquito like spiral wrist badges, you know what I mean? Like, it's a mosquito repellent, but it's like a
yeah, it's like almost like people put their keys on them.
Yeah,
thing, wrist, of, yeah, keychain thing.
I bought green ones, so
they poison you when you wear them.
Yes, yes, you're gonna get like horrible like tumors probably. Oh, and God. Then, and then I got these little green pear scented like hand sanitizers that are like in to go bottles, and then I had the local store had the spray-on sunscreen, and the 85 proof was in a green colored bottle, so I'm like, well, you're getting 85 proof. So everyone got those this week, so like I gave those out and it was kind of fun,
but like the frog skin stuff or what is
that sounds fun. Yeah, and then you know, I talked about my first Saturday and my badge came through, so
that's good.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Yeah, that was a good time. That's, I guess that's all.
That's all? That's all? Yes. Oh, so speaking of frogs, You made me think of something. When these new, we actually had three total hires. Two were in our department. One of the guys who works at work thought it would be funny to print out this photo that the old dude who left took a picture of him wearing my frog hat. And he photocopied these pictures and then put them on the back of the doors of all the new hires. And I'm like, I wonder if she was like, he knew I was resistance and he's putting a frog on my door.
Oh, like you're like...
I didn't even think about that, yeah. But I gotta ask her now.
Like anyway. You're being a mean person. Yeah.
Yeah. Those jerky frogs. No, I'm really gonna blow his crap up. Anyway.
Situation report.
We got a little bit of news. So, like, are you happy about this first one? The old portal nominations?
I am. I was, like, super excited yesterday. I just noticed it yesterday, but I guess it had been rolling out. And Andrew Craig had been... He went live and, like, said it was coming, but I obviously... A big slacker missed that announcement, so I was like, just like, what? When it came out.
So have you submitted any?
Not through the actual...
Come on!
I know. I gotta get out. Gotta get out there.
Yeah.
But I do have like 7 or 8, like, in... Okay, my problem is there's a gazebo on, like, where I work on, mm-hmm. on the campus that I really want to submit, but the geese just had babies. And it's right near the pond.
And they'll go after
really
you?
Really aggressive. Like, there's, like, it made the news because they were chasing the students. So, I'm like, I'm going to wait and submit that. You know?
That might be a good picture.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
Geese just coming at you.
I don't want to be in the news.
Just, not for that.
I'm going to kind of wait on that one. But I really like. In case people don't know what I'm babbling on about, you can submit portals and portal nominations. Instead of submissions, they're called nominations now in Ingress Prime, and you can send them right through the Prime app, and you just click the center circle over on the right. It'll say nominations, and you click it. It'll lead you through this really, like, it's a little detailed handheld tutorial, but... In every submission, you get to do kind of like a little photosphere. And so what that does is it really makes sure that what you're submitting gets a accurate picture of its location and its distance away from other things so that submissions are accurate.
So can you actually do... Okay, so I know there's like a secondary picture that you can do mm-hmm. of the area. Can you actually it's do like a photosphere in that?
It's not a full... Well, it's I'm just, not going to say yes or no because I haven't actually done it, but what I heard is it's not. So, and take this with a grain of salt because I haven't heard it. I haven't actually done it, but
so I've done
it's
one.
A full sphere, but it's a. Oh, you did one.
I've done one submission. So, well, because I was wondering if I missed like a toggle to like turn on photosphere, but it's basically just you can take another picture. So,
I did a circle
picture. Of this thing from two floors up, and then I went down and I took a picture back so you could see where it was, the location of it.
Okay.
So
it's not a sphere.
No. It's just like a secondary picture. And the other thing they added is you can add, you have description, but then you have a secondary like field that you can fill out with just information about it. Like, why would this be a good submission that won't be on the final portal?
That's good. That's really good.
But will help OPR. And so I would like to do OPR, too, to see what you get on the back
end. On that
end
of it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any submissions come through the OPR that seemed like they were different yet.
No.
But that's just me. I'm interested to see what they look like when they come through. And I want to start doing some more OPR. And I would like to invite you to join me for some live OPRing where we could... I mean, it would be me, like, submitting it, so, but we could, like... Yeah. Talk through them together, and I think that'd be a fun extra show, like occasionally to do.
Yeah, so. I think that'd be great. The other thing is, I don't know the validity of this because I haven't tried it, but apparently there may be a bug at the moment where you can submit your 14 in Prime, but then you can go and submit 14 in Redacted. To have
Ladies and gentlemen, we have 28 submissions at the moment.
So that's pretty awesome if that's true.
Yeah, go out there.
So how many did you get this
week?
It's
time to move. It, like, really is time to move.
Right. So, but those won't have the extra details. So if you think you need the extra details, take the pictures in Prime. If you think it speaks for itself, like, take it in redacted, and then you double up on your...
Darned, get out there.
Right. Geese egg one. So I have a question for you. So the after AMAs and stuff, there's more and more baseball fields and fields being submitted.
Yes.
So your thumbs up on that.
I like that. Well, it's all about getting... Okay, go ahead. Ask your question. I won't launch into it yet.
Well, my question is that, like, I get a field. I get, like, a sports complex. But it's like when you have, like, baseball field 1 through 4, because they'll put, like, 4, okay, like, right next to each other. Like, I don't know if that's hitting kind of the spirit. Like, I feel like you need, like, 1 for that.
You know
area.
How there's a 1 through 5 judgment star system, and you go, yes,
I
or
one
no.
star that.
You would go to be like, well, I know it's a good thing, but I'm going to give it, like, 2 or 3.
Don't do that. No.
Well, that's what that star system's for. We have 2, like, for example, there's 2 basketball courts outside, like, on campus, right next to each other. And when we, the person I was with, I was actually showing the agent how to submit a portal. And so she did her photosphere and submitted it. But we submitted the 2 basketball courts as just the basketball courts.
Right.
Plural. Because they're right next to each other. It seemed greedy in, you know, I don't know. The location, because they're right next to each other, it's not going to create extra port. I really don't know if they would have been 2 portal submissions in Ingress, let alone Pokemon Go, because they're so close together. You know,
like,
what I mean? They're
like
right
you would
next.
Have to do 1 at one end and then 1 on the other side at the other end.
But then too, because it's a campus, there's, like, in that area, there's other ones. I don't know if they would have been further away from those. So, right. I think we were happy with getting the 1. So, I guess you have to just go with what's appropriate for your area. But, like, yeah, in the town I live in, there is a baseball softball complex, and there are multiple fields, and it is listed as the baseball fields.
And like just 1 portal?
Yeah, but it's a big area, and it's just like such a waste. It's wasted potential in one sense, but the fields have 1 entry point, and so if it's not open, like, it would only be accessible to walking persons during events.
Right.
And so then it wouldn't be appropriate for people to be walking in there. It's not open if there's no events going on. So, like, I don't know. It depends on the field.
The situation, maybe.
Yeah. Like, what they're open to. So,
I can see that.
So, is the baseball field open to the public for hours outside of baseball games? And, like, because then I would say that, yes, that's more likely to be accessible for additional gameplay.
Right. And there was an addendum on one of the AMAs where Andrew asked NIA, the ops, about it. If it doesn't have a sign, I believe it says to 1-star those. So
okay.
they prefer, you know, it have a sign on it.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Like, I feel like there needs to be a focal point for the portal. Portal's something different. We don't talk about that
on
this
show. What is
that? I don't know.
That's another podcast.
It is. And we'll do that right after this one. So come back
no.
to the... No? No Podal?
No, I'm going to do anime.
We're going to talk about the Podal nominations. So, speaking of the Podal nominations... The Resistance win in Amsterdam.
Congrats.
It was...
Nope. Oh, you don't have any cheers? Like, canned cheers? Come on, they earned it. The Frogs brought out the lens and everything, and it was a...
So it was close.
It was a good effort.
It was a hard fight.
By all, yeah.
So it brings Chicago down to, you know, it's going to be a tie.
Down to the wire.
I mean, yeah, it's not going to be a tie.
And now,
it's gonna be...
for Chicago, all events are worth double, making all other events meaningless.
So, well, okay, so if I were to, like...
That's not true at all. That's a bad joke, sorry.
If I were to wear my tinfoil hat, I need to get one.
Yeah.
I might think, if you look at all the scores, like they even posted a thing about Rez wins this, and like it was just very even all the way down, which could be because there's two teams.
Yeah.
But there's also like, could they
conspiracy
be...
Conspiracy theory.
It kind of helps them out if it's close.
Well, yeah, because if Green had landslided both of these, basically be like, why go to Chicago? Except for, like, that Chicago's awesome. Like,
or at least Resistance wouldn't show up, probably, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, there's no reason to win, and we'll just be watching frogs run around partying.
That's the whole thing. That's where they get you. Because, like, then, like, you would think Resistance would be like, oh, why show up? So, actually, Enlightenment would be like, we don't need to show up, and they're sandbagging, because they're, or not really sandbagging, no, that's the wrong term. Anyway, yeah. It's like, when you get, like, you get overhyped because you know you're going to win a game because you're playing a loser team, and then they kick your butt. Like, what's that called? Yeah. That's like a thing in sports.
It isn't. You get overconfident?
Yeah, yeah. Something, but there's like a term for that.
No, anyway. Sports ball terms.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, like, no, I think it would work out fine even if Green or Blue had won either of the other events, because then they would have been overconfident. And then in Chicago, like, the other team would have, like, you know,
well, because it's worth 2 points. But
underdog.
If one team had won everything but Chicago,
yeah,
and it's a series,
they'd have
so
rallied,
it's like,
man.
But it wouldn't have mattered because the total points, the team would have still won, even losing, right?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. No, I think it's like, no, because I think they have it figured out, like, well, better, smarter than we.
Or it's all rigged. It's all just flat out rigged.
No.
You don't think so?
I'm sure that's not the case.
I hope it's not, because there's a lot of agents that do a lot of work.
A lot. No, it's a lot of effort, and it's awesome, and I'm very excited for Chicago this month. See what happens.
But I would like to see the storyboards for if the other side won all these events. Like, do they have it prepared?
Yeah, they do.
They wouldn't have to if they knew who was going to win. That's, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work there.
I mean, it's a storyboard. It's a storyboard. It's on a whiteboard, so you just, like, wipe it off. It's not a big deal.
All right. But, yeah, so all roads lead to Chicago.
Yeah, and I've been following on Instagram, like, a lot. They're just going to put it out there. A lot of Blue hype for Chicago. A lot of bring the hat home. I'm not really sure what that is, but it's a big deal.
Oh, I thought it was bring the hate home or something.
No, it's a hat. It's a physical hat I've seen people wear.
I know.
Do you know what that's about?
There was an email they sent out, I believe, somewhere where they misspelled it, and it was like, bring the hate home or something. It is true. It's absolutely true. It was funny.
I don't know.
I'm sure they fixed it, though.
And then there's Chicago will be Blue hashtag.
It's policeman hat.
They are really, really hyping it up to get the whole spirit going.
So is it P.A. Chapeau's hat? Are they bringing that home?
I don't know. It's like this weird, like, hat. I don't know. It's like a...
The policeman's hat? Fireman's hat?
Like it's kind of like this military-ish hat. I don't know. I don't know the story behind it. So, and I apologize if I'm being offensive, but I've only been playing for a year, so I don't really get all this stuff yet. So I'm really trying.
If someone knows, send us in, like, the detailed information.
What is the bring the hat home story? I see a hashtag, I see people wearing it, but I don't know what this, and I have looked, but I don't know the story, so that'd be interesting. So, la la la. I heard a little green bird told me that someone was an embedded reporter.
Oh yeah, I thought we talked about that We didn't talk about that?
No. I don't know if... Well, but, you know, we haven't heard talked about it yet this episode, so good to remind people.
So, yeah, and I'm actually kind of preparing all the stuff because I'm going to be an embedded reporter for Chicago, and that involves me taking a certain amount of photos or videos per hour, which you know how good I am at that.
I love this!
And so I'm working out how to make sure I get all that in and don't miss stuff. So I'm trying to set up, like, buffer, and my camera has wireless on it, so I can just... I'm going to automate it to send it to a folder, and then I can pick which one I want, which will put in my buffer, which I already have my hashtags ready, and then... So hopefully I can get that all set up.
Can I have a request?
Yes. Request away.
I would be willing to kind of be live here from my, like, base. You know, not, I'm not there. I can't be embedded. But I would like to kind of cover, like, what's going with scores and, like, try and capture the hashtag of embedded reporters and stuff like that through the couple of hours that the actual anomaly is happening. And then we, if... I mean, I don't know what you're going to be doing, but if you could break in and go live, you could just, like, text me and be like, I can go live for an interview real quick, or before or after.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. Well, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. We could just
and
set up
just a pair of our,
yeah, our, I won't give the name out.
Normal stuff.
Go and on, I can just, because there's an app for it. So I can just turn the app on and I'll be right there live.
Yeah, and then, but I mean, I know you'll probably be, like, talking to so many people that, like, during the live events you might not be available, but maybe afterwards, like, directly afterwards, you could kind of give us a behind-the-scenes
thing. Or what if I could do that, like, every quarter, and that could be one of my social media things if you tweet it for me when we do it?
I could. That would be, would it count?
Yes, because it's our the Agent Academy Twitter is
the
social media.
That's the one that's embedded report. Okay, that would be great. We could totally do that then.
So technically, we're the embedded reporter.
We're an embedded reporter. Okay, that's fun. And yeah, I'll do my best to, like, get this set up and cover what I can. I know it'll be kind of boring mostly, but no one else is, like, doing a live stream. So
right, no, I think it'll be a lot of fun. And then if I can find, you know, Andrew on the ground or something, or one of the
break in.
The actors, break in and have a little live interview kind of thing. Ooh. And they're like, I'm trying to activate the Darsana lens. You need to leave me alone. Be like, no. Yeah. Let's talk for a second.
Tell me, what does that feel like?
Cause so that's the thing. Resistance still has a lens to use.
Yeah.
We don't. Or the Enlightened doesn't.
We burned it.
So, we'll see.
Showing our bias. One of us, you know what? When you recurse, you need to go blue. So we have an unbiased
that's not happening.
Team here.
It's not happening. I have seen what happens when people recurse.
Yeah,
it's not always a good at least around here it was not a good situation.
Oh, we've had people recurse and flip and they've been, like, super awesome. It's fine. Well,
I think it
but
all
you know what?
Depends.
I'm naive. I'm at this level of the Ingress community, even locally. Like, we're talking about stuff that's up here, so maybe I don't know everything.
I just can't afford the wardrobe change.
I don't know. Yeah.
But it's just, you know, all your friends are talking Enlightened stuff, and all of a sudden they're not going to be able to talk about it around you, and that's a big part of my life.
Well, I'm not like, switching. Yeah, I'm not switching.
So, it's not happening. I'm not switching.
I would have
ever.
To make
E&L
like 10
for
people
life.
Switch to switch. And I'm not switching.
Right. You all have to either start over or
we're
get
all in
to
on
16.
This. We're like, no.
We'll keep the frog on our desk now. How about that?
Aw, yeah. I bought that cool frog. Anyway.
So, Dewey J, get new friends. Oh, how about you come on over to E&L?
Friends? It's hard. Yeah. I'm the one who made all them go green.
So, but in the spirit of harmony,
like, I actually just talked a coworker today into playing. So, yeah, made her go green.
Oh, you went green. I said blue. You didn't. You need to send in a faction change real quick.
Yeah. You know how, like, tender it is at the beginning?
You use tender to recruit?
No, tender. Oh. Like, it's a very tender thing.
I was going to say that might not work well.
Beginning, because the game, like, that intro, that tutorial is, like, the length of a Bible. They're just like, what is this? And I'm like, just stick with it. Just give me your phone.
And then you swipe right, and you've got a new recruit badge.
No, that's different.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, that's how that worked. So, even though we are both enlightened, I know you made some buttons, and so we're going to bring some buttons. You're going to give some to me, I think, to take to Chicago.
I am. I made blue buttons. And blue-green buttons, and I made green buttons.
See? So we'll have something for both factions. And we have stickers. So we have a Euro oval thing
cool.
for Resistance like and Enlightened. And so first come, first serve. There's 50 of each.
Oh, can I get one when you stop
yes.
by?
Oh, definitely. I will give you half. So there'll be 25 total in Chicago.
You're going to an anomaly. You need most, not half. You need most. But we'll work on that. We'll talk about that.
I won't see 50 people. 50 that know I have them.
Okay.
The only reason I ran out of buttons last time was because I just put them on the table. Take them, somebody. And they're probably sitting there in the park. Still. Just right there. No one wants to touch them.
I told you. I gave like handfuls out to people at the first Saturday. Like the three people I talked to. But they were really happy because they're running mission days and stuff. So they were actually going to use them for, like, just giveaways. So people who show up, they get... At least, like, it's good to give people something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they were happy. I'm like, I have something.
And that's... Speaking of, next... first Saturday in June... Mm-hmm. Yes, that is the next one. Is going to be 3x AP. So... go. And this is from doing the Earth Day thing, I believe, right?
I'm not happy about this.
You're not going?
It is my best friend's baby shower.
Ooh.
Can
you show up late?
No, it's my best friend's baby shower.
Well, you'll just have to go play 3x more than you would in a normal week. And then that'll make up for it.
Okay.
Don't sound so enthused. Okay. If I must.
No, because I was actually kind of excited because a couple of us were talking about going to that one. And I'm not going to go.
Oh.
Bestie takes, you know,
precedence. Yes. Definitely does. I guess. Why isn't she playing? We'll talk about that later. So, also with First Saturday, there's a new AP requirement. It's really low, though. I believe it's only 5K AP during the event to get the badge and all the other requirements, as long as you submit everything in a proper amount of time.
They just added this in, like, today, right? We just kind of learned this?
Yeah, just, like, this past week. I don't know if it was active for the last First Saturday. I don't think it was.
I don't think it was.
New.
Did they actually have a reason for the change, or is it all speculation?
There's a chat. Once you start doing a First Saturday, there's actually a Slack that you'll get invited to, or you can ask to get invited to it. And in there, they talk all the time about, like, things they need to change. You know, so they change, like, from an hour to half an hour from when things happened at the restocking portal at the end. It used to be an hour after the event. This is, I believe, a change that came from that, because that was something they were discussing for a while, was people would just come by and basically dirty hack the portal and head off and not do anything else and get, you know, the rewards.
No.
And so they want to make sure there are people actually, you know, at least doing something.
Yeah.
You know, make two fields and...
Or be happy.
A little more. Two double fields. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I could see that. I mean,
some people were calling for like 100K. So,
but you don't want it to be like something where it's actually difficult to get, because then you'll discourage people from going, and it's supposed to be a social, happy, fun community day of getting together. So, and it's not that 100K is hard to get. Like, I think I got like 90K, and literally most of the time I sat in a pub with my husband, because I didn't know anybody going to my first Saturday, and so that's intimidating for some people.
Yeah.
Like, I know I do a podcast, but I get like, there's two me's. There's one me where I'm like, show up and I'm like, yay! And then there's the me that's like, hi, okay, hi, I don't want to talk to anyone. And I never know which me is going to show up that day. And for first Saturday, it was the, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. My hands, Shannon's. That's what I did. Yeah. But my husband went with me, and he doesn't play, doesn't want to play, doesn't want to like do all that stuff. So it's just not something he wants to get, but he went with me and he was being supportive because he understands it's important to me, and he, you know, like, he
deserves the badge for that.
Yeah, he does, right?
And he probably doesn't even care,
but
he doesn't you care about
the badge, but I care about the badge, but also too, I don't want to drag him around to something he's uncomfortable with.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So we did a mission, then we went and had appetizers at a little place that he wanted to check out in the town, which is kind of like part of the agreement of going there. And then I blew up, like, luckily that was a portal, and I kind of blew that up a billion times and like burned it out. And then we went on and I did another little mission, and then that was the day. So I wouldn't have made the 100K though.
Right.
Yeah, but I was as active as I wanted to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for a first Saturday. It was my first, and to, like, going into, like, what a first Saturday is, you don't want to scare off people who, this is their, oh, it's like, oh, okay, this is my first Saturday, but it doesn't count? Screw
right.
that. Why would I come
right.
back? You know,
well, and the thing is,
make an effort.
The thing is, it really, like, I think it just makes some of the people who kind of run it feel better, but in all honesty, you can still go dirty hack the portal, go an hour away from the event, make your 5K, and still get the badge. Like, it's, there's no restriction on where you go and play and make the AP. Like, that's one of the things that a lot of people do, is they go to where everybody is, hack the portal, start, and then they mm-hmm. go to the densest place that no one's going to be at to go and microfield it and make a ton of AP that way. And it's, you know, so people play their different ways, and I think it's just, you know, the people at Fev Games are trying to make the people who are supporting them by running them happy by, you know, doing some things that make them happy.
Yeah.
And I think it's low enough that it's not going to hurt anybody. Like, it's not going to stop anybody from getting it.
Yeah. You're definitely participating with 5K, but you're not requiring someone to... You're not going to, like, ruin someone's time if they're a level one and they're at their first Saturday.
You could probably just glyph hack a few portals the entire time and get enough. Right?
I hope so. Yeah. Fill out a few res. You'll be good.
Yeah. Like, eight hacks. Eight really good hacks.
Yeah. The towns they tend to be in have certain requirements for portal density-ishness that you're fine, usually.
For... Right? Oh, no, there's no requirement on the first Saturday.
Oh,
it could
well
be in
then,
the smallest town. Mission days have a requirement.
That I don't know.
That, you, like, you actually need to get your, like, Chamber of Commerce involved kind of requirement.
Wow.
So. But, yeah, no, anyone can start it. You just need... We should do a first Saturday episode, because we actually had... I had a question from an agent... just last week about first Saturday and asking some information about it.
And that'd be
good. I think it would be good for, like, an episode.
I had these assumptions, so yeah. That'd be good to clarify. And maybe if you wrote a blog post and simplified it and kind of just, we talk about it on the show and shared that information and showed how easy it was, then it would create more for Saturdays in more towns. Perhaps. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. And maybe it wouldn't.
But it probably would.
Probably would. Probably would. It would be... and we need a new post, so sounds like a good idea.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why did I have a new terms of service when I logged in today?
Their terms of service changed, and so you signed it.
But, like, what was it? Because, like, I'm not reading it. I just was like, yup. Because I was walking from the building to my car, and I'm like, but I need to hack this, so yes.
Like, right.
I didn't check it out at all.
Does anyone who doesn't have a law degree actually read those entirety?
I might have sold my dog to them. I have no idea.
I think you did. I mean, they could put in, like, you know, get $10 for reading this. Just click on this at the end of it and know it, you know, they'd be safe for a while.
Yeah, go away.
I believe the change they put in was actually something about using Ingress means the possibility of other people finding out your locations.
That's true.
Sort of information.
I guess that's good to tell people.
There was also, and this is something that changed a while ago when they merged, because they merged everything into kind of like one TOS, and so they don't have to have them for each game, I guess. It's just one for Niantic properties. And they removed wording in there about win trading. And I don't know if it was intentional, but someone mentioned it again today, I saw, about it being out of, you know, the current one. And I don't know if it was in the original TOS or if it was in the agent guidelines. Because they had TOS, but then they had, like, a secondary document that was basically like, this is how you should act as an agent. And so I don't know if that just kind of vanished when they changed the website. And it could just be oversight. I don't know if it was in the actual TOS or not. Could have been. I don't know.
I don't know, because I didn't read it.
Right. Even if you read it, it's like, it doesn't really make complete sense.
I'm going to be honest. Like,
what does that
like
mean?
Like, 45 seconds into reading it, I'm just going to be like, words, 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 words. And I work in a library. Like, and I'm still like...
You like words.
Services are, like, so bad. So, yeah. Like, I can't. I don't know how anyone else can.
When words were written by a lawyer for a lawyer, us average folks shouldn't be required to read it and sign it.
Like, a tag team has to go into writing a terms of service because the people are going to sleep while they're doing it.
Like, oh, my turn.
He's out. Tag in.
And then their snoring wakes up the next person. That's how it works.
It's awful.
Hey, but what doesn't put you to sleep is making money for shelters. And Agent Ninth Ant... Wait, am I saying that right? Is it Ninth Ant?
I don't know.
Yeah, Ninth Ant is leveling from 1 to 8 on just Toast Beacons alone at 500 AP apiece. It's going to take quite a bit. I believe around $1,000.
A bajillion dollars, yeah.
Yeah, might as well be. And here's the kicker. So... he also made a statement about for every person that sent him a comms message, he would donate, I believe, $10 to a local woman's shelter, thinking that this would be a local event. Well, it got picked up by Telegram channels, by us, by a bunch of people, basically went global. And I think it ended up being like $10,000 or a lot of money. So I don't know how that's turned out. We will update the post on it as we find more news. I do know they have a sit rep for the whole thing, which I believe is in this post. If not, we will add it, and then you can read, like, what's going on. I know there were some agents helping them out so that they would actually be able to follow through on the donations to the women's shelter. So it's an incredible idea. I mean, that's a lot of money to help a lot of people that need it. So, great job. Good work, Agent Ninth Ant.
It's amazing. It's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. And they'll be going away soon, too. Wow. So get all your toast beacons now. Get them in your account. I think all Resistance agents should get about 2,000 beacons and just sit them in your account, at least until after Chicago.
That's for the good cause.
Right. Right, right. Yeah. Bring home the bread beacon hat in Chicago. Okay. Hashtag something.
I like it.
Also, there's some upcoming dates for NL1331 coming up, kind of making its way to Chicago. So on the 11th, which already happened, and the 12th already happened, but the 18th, it'll be in Springfield, Illinois, with the Simpsons, and then Fort Wayne, Indiana on the 19th, and then Ann Arbor, Michigan on the 23rd.
Actually not in Ann Arbor.
Oh, that's what they said.
Yeah, they have it as Ann Arbor, but it's actually in Ypsilanti. I don't know why they said Ann Arbor. Maybe because Ann Arbor is more well known, but the actual location is in Ypsilanti.
Ypsilanti. Do you know where that is?
Why? Yeah, I know where that is.
In Aubrey's Pizzeria and Grill.
Yeah,
it is. Ypsilanti. Ypsilanti.
The funny, maybe I don't know why, but there are actually two Aubrey's in Ypsilanti. So, owned by the same people. So it's just kind of funny. But
so look for the van, and if it's not there, go to the other one.
Go to the other one. Yeah, and there might be a, if you are a person who is able to make the trek to that event, there might be a special Agent Academy mission
in
the area. There is, because the guy.
There is, secret.
It'll be available until June. I've been told if I delete a mission, that the people who've earned the mission retain the badge.
It's true.
I would like, okay, I want like superhuman confirmation of that, because
I've done it. I have
done that.
A mission right now that I have deleted so no one else can do.
Okay. Because I would like, because the actual mission says that it's for the May 2019 meetup. So yeah. I would like to then delete it so that it's kind of just special for this month.
Yeah. Well, then you could just update it every time you wanted to. Well, no, you want to keep the name the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could do a new one. I mean, that's the only. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just because I plan on being there, and I was hoping you would be there.
I'm hoping to be there, too.
Yeah, so we're trying to have an actual Agent Academy meetup there as well, so.
Do you think that's Ethan would be mad if we put stickers on his van?
You cannot put stickers on the van. You can not do that. But the hope is that we'll both be there. So we'll actually have our very, very first, since I've been part of the show anyway, Agent Academy meetup. Before then, it wasn't really hard to meet up because you and Agent Soho lived like next door. So.
Right. Yeah, yes. He would come over here to do the show. Yeah. So it made it easy.
Not a big deal.
He would sit on my lap and we'd meet up. And use Tinder. Swipe right. Recruit! I don't know where that's going.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm hoping it all works out. We're still working on some details, so it might not. But that's the hope at this moment. But I wanted to get the mission approved in case it does work out. Obviously, that like anyone who's tried to get a mission approved knows, like, you can't just submit it like the day before and hope it goes live.
Right.
So I got it approved in advance. Did get rejected the first time. So
what?
Well, because I mentioned the NL1331X in the description, and I think because you're not supposed to mention anything official, like you're not supposed to imply that what
that
you're
it's like an ingress Niantic
is in any way official, and like yeah, like obviously the mission has nothing to do with them. It's just our social thing of meeting there, and then people who know of the show and enjoy the show meeting there. So it is 6 portals as close to that area as possible, and it's a hack only. It's trying to be as simple as possible. So.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one. So, I guess that's all the news, right?
I think that's all we got, sir.
We have a call-in.
Ooh.
I'm going to play this, but I'm also trying to work on the badge at the same time for the website.
Okay.
You would think having an extra couple of days it would have been done, because I thought it was done. I don't know. I think it.
You've been busy. I've been busy. It's fine.
Anyway, here, Agent Dewey J.
Hey, agents. Got an idea. Not so much for what's in the capsule, but more of an idea for a change in statistics. Why don't we add a cards and codes stat? That way, it would keep track of how much AP that player has gained by redeeming cards or codes, and you can see how much AP that account has from pay and how much they have from play. Might be kind of helpful to figure out if that account might be a spoofer or not. Just an idea. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
That's interesting. I did find an Instagram account that is completely based on posting pictures of Ingress accounts that they believe are spoofers based on, like, yeah, based on their badges and stuff like that. So it's kind of a thing people are already doing, like, that they're kind of trying to investigate, like, okay, how could someone have these badges and be a legitimate player? To have, like, that out there, that maybe, you know, 80% of someone's gameplay is based on card purchases, you know, that...
It's like, what's I'm going sure, on? I'm sure, like...
Okay, but I'm sure Niantic already investigates all those things.
Like, if they just have...
Just have, like, codes that they're just, like, plugging and playing now. And
then no, but all what of, if someone just sudden, likes to buy codes?
And like, then all, oh, they're then, supposed
to.
Okay,
are they allowed to buy the cards if they're
no,
on, like...
No, that's legitimate gameplay. You are allowed to go ahead and buy things, like... But
I guess like
also,
events, like if you just went to all the events.
But if you went to the events, you'd be hacking the portals.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have, like, some other stats, right?
You should have some other travel stats, at least.
See, I'm trying to play, like, devil's advocate, but it's not working. Yeah. It's not working.
Yeah. Because, because for the NL1331X meetup, I bought, like, I get, like, a card with that, but... Like, obviously, I have other stats. But if I was a level 1... And the other thing, too, like, if you're a level 1, but you know enough to plug in every single, you know, never-ending code, like,
right.
You have never hacked something else, and yet you're traveling the world to just explode certain specific portals, like... Yeah, I'm kind of thinking, like, that Niantic themselves kind of have that, like, flagged. I would like to think that that's flagged. Am I naive? I might be naive.
No, I don't think you are. I you know, it's like one of those things, like, so my son's going to be going with me to Chicago. Mm-hmm. He does not play Ingress, but if he gets a code there, he may put it into his scanner. Just because, though the last anomaly he went to me with, he gave me his card because it came with it was a loadout card that came with capsules at the time, mofugs. So he doesn't. So he probably would give it to me, but I would already have it too. So, but he may put it in there, right?
Yeah.
And his stats are he has some stats. See, I don't know. It's. There's always, like, that situation, and, like,
I always try to play devil's advocate for, like, the super casual player.
I want to think the best of everyone.
Who's, you know, bestie or SO, perhaps, gives them tips about things. So they don't do the gameplay, but they have some of the advantage. And, like, that's where you have that gray area. Like, it is allowed. It's not, you know, putting right. those things in isn't wrong. It's suspicious. So. But, yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's a witch hunt at that point. That's all that is.
Right.
Like, yeah. I'm exhausted thinking
just
about,
talking
like,
about it.
Yeah.
Well, and we're going to have to wait on the code later. Well, I'll tell you when we get to that point, I'll talk about it. But anyway, right. I think good question. And so good, we're going to play a second one from Agent Dewey J.
Hey, agents. Got a what's in the capsule for you. Seems like we should have had this one before. Why don't we have a recycler badge? I mean, it is one of those tasks that you do a lot. Set that number way up high for the gold. And then it might give some people reason to not be dropping crap all over the ground. What do you think? Bye.
Done hurt goes with the go, I don't know, environmental thing.
right. So,
I was going to say go green, but that would be real, like, Raz are like, no!
So it'd be almost like a freebie badge. Kind of like recharging, which is like
it would
bad,
be a recharger badge, pretty much.
And people who recharge a lot are probably recycling a lot at the same time.
Yes.
But I mean, so, you know, if you're making fields, you're also making links, and you're doing portals. So it's just okay.
Yeah. I mean,
no, I like it.
How many? I mean, think about like I'm nowhere near. I just hit my 20 million mark. I'm nowhere near recursing. I just recycle so many level 1 through 4 bursters. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just...
Oh, and Prime makes it so easy.
Sometimes I just launch them. I'm like, I don't know. But, you know, like, you recycle so many of those, but, yeah, and I know people who just hate to... I know people who like to recharge. I know people who hate to recharge. And I think recycling... is kind of the same thing. So
I hate recharging. I hate it. It feels so monotonous and just...
Doesn't bother me. So. I will pour through power cubes. I stop at my Lawson's, but I will pour through power cubes. Just like, oh, that needs to stay. That needs to stay. It doesn't. It totally doesn't need to stay.
Well, that's it. Like, around here, I just recharge things that I feel are important because I want everything else to drop, for the most part, because I need AP, and there's no one over here really blowing the stuff up, so it's just going to sit there until it dies.
I have a park I'm kind of waiting to die right now, and I hate letting it die, but honestly, letting it die and just retaking it is... a lot is a better use of AP and my equipment than struggling to find the cubes to recharge it.
Yeah. And if you can figure out a cycle where you do half the resonators each time, then maybe the fields will drop when just enough resonators fall off. So it can... You can throw it even faster.
I'm sorry, Agent Gooniga. I should clarify. I field and link like a maniac. Like, there is no plan. There is no coordination.
You just do the peanuts treatment.
It's like shooting webs everywhere. It's like, I unload my keys for that area, and I'm like, pow!
If it shows, it throws.
I'm like, that's in city limits. That's in city
limits. That's okay.
It's a mess.
That's pretty much how Madison is. Like, once I start hitting into the area where I know other agents play, then I'll reel that in.
Yeah. The only other person that plays in my area, like, regularly is a resistance player. So it's like, well, I'm supposed to make him not happy. So, and he's a nice person. He's a super... person. But I'm not supposed to help him, so it's like that. Well,
enjoy my shit link.
Yeah, if you don't like it, blow it up. do me a favor.
Favor dunt.
Yeah. But no, I like the idea of that being a thing. But, you know, all they would do then is, and it probably Dewey J's at a level where he doesn't care, but all they would do then for people leveling up is then, like, okay, if you needed 2 gold, now you need 3 gold to level.
because we need it. Right.
Super easy. Yeah, they would just kind of change the requirements to reflect that. But yeah, they took away Guardian, so give us another thing to work for.
I was hoping at the last event... when they said we had to get certain amount of portals above the whatever to get the badge, and then you had to do the whatever to get the gold badge, I was hoping they would add in, well, and if you beat that minimum by another 100,000, then we'll up that badge, you know, to the next level. And then if you do it by another 100, so you can actually work on getting an Onyx for that, but then it requires the whole world to do even more.
But, I mean, they've never really sneakily done that before, have they?
The badges? No, are like a tier, never, like raised
yeah,
the tiers?
Yeah, they've never,
no.
like, Not surprised that I know. You with the tier in the path. That would be really unfair, yeah. because a lot of people would say, well, I would have worked towards that had I known.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't want a surprise. Like, yeah. I was hoping when they did the event that they would have added that in. Because I don't like getting, I don't know. I don't like the idea of a max gold badge. Even though some of them are going to take so long, it might as well be.
But I've heard that complaint from people. I'm happy, but I've heard that complaint from people.
And some people were mad because they thought silver looked better than gold, and if they had known, they would have not gone gold and kept silver.
I'm sorry. For those of you with the YouTube, you just saw me roll my eyes so hard. There's so many complaints, but it's ugly, but this one's prettier, but that's such an opinion, I don't think that's fair, I don't know, I don't think it's fair to, be mad that the one you think is prettiest isn't the one you want to, then stop at silver.
But it's another, idea. What if they let you change which, like, long as you got gold, then you could change what's displayed in your thing to bronze or silver or gold,
I guess.
Don't want any more eye rolling. Let's just move on.
I don't think that's a bad idea. It is.
I got so hood.
Because I'm eye rolling, this is something I don't care about, but I understand people. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so hoeing the idea.
I got so hoed.
Bam! So hoeing. Yeah!
Okay! Unknown technology.
Okay, so that was... So now we're in the final part of the show where we normally give out a passcode. It's... So I think I broke something in the site. Because normally I just duplicate like a previous form and then just change a few things. Well, it's not duplicating. So I've got to fix that. There will be a badge eventually. Should we give out a code that they can give out later? Or just give out the code next episode? What do you think? Give out 2 codes next episode. That wouldn't be fair, though, if they can't listen.
That's true.
So give me a word.
Oh, no, wait. Idea. You can Soho it, because people are complaining we didn't Soho the ideas. you can Soho this idea if you like. But what if we use this opportunity, as a way to promote our social media? So if you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, we will put the code out on that this week, and that's how you
when it's ready. Yeah. Okay, you heard it here.
Yeah.
So it'll take them listening to the show to know that. So, but maybe we should disguise it in a way.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I'll hide it.
They know what the code, how it goes. AA, a word, AA.
Yeah.
So when you see that on one of those accounts.
We'll sneak it in maybe to a hashtag, because people don't pay attention to hashtags anyway. I'll sneak it into a hashtag.
Okay.
That's what we'll do. I'll do that for the Twitter and the Instagram, and then you're screwed with the Facebook, because I don't do that.
Just let me know. I'll copy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll work on it. I think it'll be fine.
That sounds like a good idea.
Lawson Power Cube disengaged.
Oh, man.
That's the end of the show. It's the end bumper. Is that...
Not energy.
Work?
Womp, womp.
That's all I got. All I got. You got anything else?
I want to watch some anime.
Some more anime?
Some Ingress anime. Till late tonight, maybe.
That sounds good.
All right.
So thanks, everyone, for watching another episode or listening to it. I meant to talk about Arctic Rebels' idea, but we'll talk about that next episode.
Okay.
Something for you to look forward to. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you, or will we? Wait, what's next week? It's right before Anomaly. It gets dicey there. I will warn y'all. That will be...
That's
a couple
the
days.
Monday before.
Yeah. Gets dicey. We'll do what we can.
I might see you that Thursday, and then we'll have a better idea by then if we're going to be able to do like some sort of live coverage. So
yeah.
Work out the details better.
Yeah. So come to the live stream next week. Hopefully we'll have it. That's all I'm worried about is it gets dicey. But we'll do our best.
I'm planning on it, but I'm not traveling. So it's not up to me.
I think it'll be okay. I think it'll be okay. I think we can do it. Because I'm not having to do as much prep as I normally do for anomalies.
Because you're an embedded reporter, so you're not in on the stuff. What do they call that? The sit reps? Or no, the spec ops. What do they call it when you're in the know? There's a name for it.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about like OPSEC?
Yes.
I'm not in on that. Don't know it.
Cool
I don't.
Kids.
I don't have to worry about that. So anyway, see y'all next week.
Night.
Bye.